You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and in our Site Lost story this week, we are speaking to Richard Dalton, who has currently got a hot air balloon pilot license. Intrigued? Well, Richard is here to tell us more. Richard, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Before we kind of talk hot air balloons, which is definitely quite exciting, can you tell us a little bit about what caused your sight loss in both eyes?
Two parts, two eyes. The first time was playing when I was about 12 or 13, the Cowboys and Indians, I believe, as you do, as boys do, and I got a stick in my eye. Over a long period of time, the sight slowly went. I probably wasn't conscious, a detached retina. I probably wasn't conscious of it until early teenage years, I suppose, which seems hard to believe, but it was so gradual. But it didn't deter me. I went to art school. I got a driving license, like anybody else. The things you can do with one eye make really no difference at all. You just have to be a little bit careful of the good eye. Then it was about 5 or 6 years ago, just before Christmas, I was walking across the kitchen, and all of a sudden there was this kaleidoscope of colour in my one good eye. And then the vision went to sort of misty. Needless to say, I ended up in the eye emergency some days later. They told me I got macular occlusion in the eye. Since then, they've tried to stabilise it, and every time fluid appears, I get an injection in the eye of every 14 weeks or something like that. It has, to some degree, stabilised, but it's a case of walking around in a mist, sometimes a white mist on a sunny day, sometimes on a grey mist on a cloudy day.
Let's talk about adapting to life with sight loss, especially in the recent years. What did you find helped you the most to adapt to life with sight loss?
My wife, actually. Yeah, she's my eyes. She sees me around, reads to me. I can still do some things myself. I can wash up. I can do all the things that probably I did before. The only things I can't do are detail work. I see shapes and I see colours, and contrasting colours are best, etc. I'm pretty determined to carry on as much as I can. I did enjoy DIY work, but I can't really do the detail now. But I still have the knowledge.
Am I correct in thinking that you currently still hold a pilot licence for hot air balloons?
Yes, that's right. Back in 1990, I was cajoled, shall we say, into having a balloon flight by both my wife and my mother-in-law, who was, both of them were involved in hot air ballooning. I think they thought that if I was persuaded to have a flight, that I might get hooked. And they were probably right. In fact, they were right. So I decided that I wanted one, and I should get my license. The eyesight requirements I could meet, I had one eye. And since then, we've been all over the world, in most continents, flying both my hot air balloon and other people's hot air balloons.
Now, naturally, when it comes to sight loss, you're not able to pilot hot air balloons at the moment, but how have you managed to transform your love of hot air balloons to be able to still enjoy them in a different way following your sight loss?
Not by flying. I could still fly, but I'd have to fly as an accompanying pilot. So someone else would have to fly and I'd be called a P2. But all I could do was experience the fact that I'm in a basket and going up and down. And mainly what I've done is joined the British Balloon and Museum and Library, which is, they collect balloons. I joined them back in 92. And in 2007, I was made chairman of the trustees and had this brilliant idea of a virtual museum. Currently, we are in the process, halfway through, of building this website whereby everything you need to know about ballooning, history of ballooning, education, interviews, etc., is all on this website. We got Heritage Lottery money 2 years ago, and we are due to complete next year, 26. The main reason I'm there now is accessibility. I say what I can see, what I can hear, and it's a very important part of the website.
What advice would you give to people who may be new to sight loss?
Keep at it. It's not insurmountable. It depends what you want to do. In fact, you can actually take up things that you don't really think that you could. I, for example, have an allotment, which is my therapy, and I go up to the allotment once, twice a week. I grow my veg, dig. I find it accomplishes an awful lot. I'd never considered it before. It replaces other things that you can't do.
Fantastic. Richard Dalton, thank you very much for coming on and sharing your sight loss story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.